a little bit. It is our North Coast BIA Spotlight on Avon. We are at the Miller Nature Preserve, and we are joined this morning by Diane Correa of the Avon Parks and Recreation Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, springtime's coming soon, a lot of registration, all the different kind of teams are getting people signed up for them, I suppose.
Yes, they are. We have a lot of programs coming up this summer. We don't really take the registration for the Little League and the soccer leagues, but we do a lot of our own, and with all the coaches programs that they take in the summer, we do all that for them, plus our own that we run through the Park and Rec Department.
So what are some of those programs?
Well, the programs that run through the schools, you have both the girls and boys basketball, football, volleyball, and a tennis program. But the ones that run specifically through us, we have a magic and theater camp, a Spanish camp. We're teaming up with the Avon Performing Arts to offer a lot of music and theater and dance type classes. We're going to add a yoga. Our favorite is our Playground Days program, which is a wonderful one for the city of Avon families. It's for kids ages 5 to 11. With the purchase of a $10 T-shirt, you can drop your child off Monday through Thursday from 9:30 to 12:30 for supervised playtime at two of our parks, and that goes on for 8 weeks. So it's really a three-hour free babysitting or fun time for the kids while mom and dad or whomever is responsible that day can go get some work done.
Do you depend a lot on, shall we say, seasonal workers or volunteers? Who makes this all happen?
I hire a lot of seasonal workers, and we're starting to post those positions online. I hire about 14 Playground Days instructors. We look for, you know, older high school and some college kids for that. I am hiring two more full-time parks workers, which will be about 30 to 35 hours, so you got to be ready to work if you want that job. You'll be working everything in the park, from restrooms to ball fields to mowing and weed whacking and all the things that you would see in a park. So our staff really increases all summer long.
Do you help get a park ready for a special event, for example, the Duct Tape Festival?
Yes, we do. We do all the water and the electrical and fencing and anything that goes into that to get them ready to come in. We paint lines for, put up the stage, the tents, all those.
And repair any damage that might be done.
And repair the damage, yes, yes. It hasn't been too bad the past few years. We kind of hope for rain for the week before and then rain the day after, and that really helps the grass regrow.
Wow. Hey, you also talked about, I assume lifeguards are on your list of people that you hire. Are you responsible for that part of it, too?
I personally don't. We have a pool supervisor, Tom Fattler, and his assistant, Bruce Treadway, and they do all the hiring and the interviewing for the lifeguards, but they are hiring a good 15 more lifeguards over what we had last year. So the job opportunities for the local kids are definitely out there for the city of Avon.
Yeah. Well, the pool has kind of been a new gem, I guess,
it's
related to that.
It's a big hit. The numbers are off the charts. You haven't heard one bad thing about it. What a great place for the kids and families to go. It just has given the youth so much to do all summer long. There's no idle hands hanging out.
When does the pool open for the season?
That is opening on June 2nd, which is a Friday evening from 6 to 8. It will not be open right now, Memorial Day this weekend, because our kids get out of school quite late. They get out June 8th, and because of the workers, our school kids and high school kids, they decided to open it on June 2nd, and then that weekend, the 3rd and 4th, it will be open from 11 to 6. And the following week, while they're still in school, we will have some evening hours. And then the week after that, we'll go full-blown.
Season passes, are they available yet?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. We've been opening season passes, since December. The early bird rate, they can still get an early bird rate through May 31st. Anybody that had a season pass last year will get about a 20, 25% discount on the full rate of the pass.
May someone from another community use the pool?
Only if they work in the city of Avon, or they're a guest of an Avon resident.
Mm-hmm. We're talking this morning with Diane Correa with the Avon Parks and Recreation Department. Have you noticed the way Avon, the community, is growing, the different needs for other things to take place, or the amount of kids that you have to serve? through the Parks and Recreation Department?
This being my eighth year, my job is completely different from my first year. It has just grown tremendously. We've added programs, we've added acreage. All the programs seem to increase in numbers and in participation. And, you know, we add different things. We add yoga. We actually are doing a survey right now, and we're tabulating all the results of that. And it'll be interesting to see the results of this survey compared to back in 2008. The last one was done before we had a swimming pool, before our parks were growing so much. And the differences in the offerings of athletic programs as well. There wasn't lacrosse in the area 8 years ago, and now that's a big thing, and we paint 5 lacrosse fields during lacrosse season now. There's something called pickleball. It's for, I don't want to say it's for older adults.
Go ahead, say it. Craig and I were playing this.
We've played.
2016 was the year of the pickleball that we first understood what this was about. It's like how'd they say, badminton, ping-pong, badminton kind
tennis.
Of
a thing.
Ping-pong, badminton, and tennis.
And tennis. Sort
yeah,
of thing like
so,
that.
You know, we're kind of looking to see where we might be able to put some pickleball courts in. If it's a possibility, you look into that because it is a big hit, and it is something for the older adult or middle-aged adult to do, and I hear they do it a lot.
You have to kind of also maybe figure out what's a trend but what's not a fad so that you're not investing
right.
in something that everyone will go, oh, why would we want to use these things? Then you have to have multi-use kind of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. What could you do with that court then in a
right.
few years or 5 or 10 years if pickleball fades out?
Right. You know, they have the skate area there. Is that something that you're responsible or is in the city?
The skate park?
Park area?
Yes,
yeah.
that's in one of our parks. That's over at Little League Park. We do maintain that.
And they still utilize that? I mean, is it still a thing for kids to
Yeah, there's still
skate
a handful of kids over there. You don't see mass quantities of kids over there anymore. It's, you know, 10, 12 kids maybe utilizing it.
But it's obviously there was a need or there's a reason for it, and you kind of respond to that. Whatever the community wants is really what you have to look
yes,
at.
Yes, so. We do our best.
Do you do surveys to kind of find out from what people are, how they like things or what they need to change or how you're doing?
That's what this big survey is that we're tabulating right now. It was an online survey through SurveyMonkey, and I think we have over 2,000 responses from the community. So it'll be interesting to see what people are looking for.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you stopping in and sharing a little bit of what's happening with the Park and Recreation, a big part of why people come to Avon, not only the schools, but the different parks and being part of the community. It all adds to the vibrancy of it. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
Diane Correa this morning with the Avon Parks and Recreation Department.